All right, welcome everybody to this special episode. Well, first of all, Happy New Year and
a Merry Christmas.
Of course, Merry Christmas. And we have, like I said, it's a special episode. As we start the new year, I have two special little guests here, which is Chloe and Allie.
Hi.
You want to say hi?
Hi.
Perfect. So during the winter break, we got an opportunity to actually watch a show that's thriller, has a bit of horror in it. It wasn't too bad, honestly. I kind of approved it for Chloe, at least. Allie didn't really watch it with us, but she's just here attending. It was called School Spirits on Netflix. It was actually really good, and it was very,
it was interesting.
Yep, and intriguing for us to see exactly how it went. But before we dive into that, we're going to play our intro song, and then we'll get into it.
If you are prone to scare easily, avoiding all the scary horror movies, you'll never watch but are intrigued to. Gio and Alex watch and review, so you don't have to. So you don't have to.
And we're back. All right. So, Chloe, being kind of like your first movie-ish, and I think I mentioned this with Coraline. I did want Chloe to be on it, too, because we watched Coraline, and I was a bit, it was a bit freaky. What do you think?
It was a little bit of a horror movie, but not that much. It was just, a little bit scary.
Yeah, it had a little bit of scare into it, right? And
but it's really good.
Yeah. But it is really good for it. And so we got into School Spirits. Now, I started first with, the first episode because I just wanted to see how it was, being me, the fanatic in horror. I had heard a lot about this show, and I wanted us to see it. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to see it. And so I started watching the first episode, which was great. Chloe came in around the second episode. I had to kind of explain to her what was going on. And she just caught on to, whoa, what's going on? We started asking the questions, who did kill her? So for anybody who hasn't seen the show, I'm going to give you kind of a basis of this. Chloe, you can tune in if anything. So the basis is this high school girl.
This high school girl tries to go out, but when she goes out, she comes back into the school.
Yeah, correct. So this high school girl actually, wakes up in her high school dead, right? And we don't know who killed her at the beginning. And every time that she tries to leave, the high school grounds, she ends up always returning back to the place that supposedly she was found dead. And the interesting part about the whole show is that there are other students who have died in the school from years past. We're talking about 1950s, 60s, 70s, close to around there. And each of them remembered how they died, right?
Yes, but the high school girl does not know how she died.
Yeah. And we didn't sit down and write their names down. So we're just going to call them of who they are. But the main girl, who the actress was one of the coolest in Cobra Kai. So she is the protagonist in this, trying to figure out how she died. And the cool part about the end, I believe the end of the first episode, actually, so you did watch the first episode, was we realized her friend... Her friend could see her, right? Remember? Mm-hmm. So he was feeling sad that she had died.
Yeah, and sad because they didn't have her anymore. But then when he looked at the window, she came, and then I don't know what happened, but he saw her.
Yeah, that's exactly it. He saw her. We don't know how. It really doesn't explain. Exactly. It explained where he's able to see her. So throughout the whole show, every location that the friend is able to see her and talk with her have been locations where previous what was it? Previous students had died, right? So you're sitting there thinking, okay, there's got to be a connection. But every episode, we start learning just a little bit more of her story, of her last days, kind of drama there. At the beginning, we thought the boyfriend was the one who had killed her, right? Because he had a bit of a motive. He had her phone, and everybody was already suspicious of him. But then we realize what?
That they figured out that it was not him. They thought it was the mom, but not it was. So they were still figuring out. So we don't know why, but it's hard because it might be the boyfriend or it might be the mom, but we figured out it wasn't.
Yeah, correct. We get every episode, and there's only 8 episodes, we get to a point where we're trying to figure out who it was, right? First it was the boyfriend. We get to a point that we thought it was the mom. We get to a point that we thought it was one of her best friends. And it's, one of the popular girls, right? You get all these speculations throughout here, and you're thinking it's them just due to the suspicious activity that they're doing, things that they're hiding. We believe it's a teacher as well.
We believe it might be the teacher, but there was a teacher that died. So these friends were figuring out something, but then it got locked. The door got locked, and they don't know who. And then, now that she figured out when they heard the voices on the locked door, she figured out a memory of her when she said that, and her friend and a friend told her, "Don't move," and then she flew back.
Yeah, exactly. I think that was the interesting part of that. The ending, we end up finding out something very interesting. So the whole plot of it is that we're trying to figure out exactly how she died. And we get to a point that we realize that she technically isn't dead, right? We end up finding out that she basically had another ghost, so another one of the other students who had died.
There was another friend, but was never in the meeting place, was always sitting right by the lockers. But then one time she moved away, and they were all freaking out, and they wondered that she went out of the gate, but she didn't know. They didn't know how, and they noticed that she grabbed the girl that was dead, found the body, and got into it, and then was alive.
Yeah, so we do this in the X-Men. They do it a lot. It's like the astral plane. So basically, astral planing. For anybody who doesn't understand, it means like, you know, you take over the body, you kind of remove their spirit, and you're withhold of it. A lot of the times when it comes to horrors, we're talking about possessions, but the thing about this one is that she wasn't really possessed. Like, you don't see the body and you don't see it's like a demon. It's just in this occasion, as she heard something downstairs or in the boiler room, when she opened up, she saw this teacher who's the one who tries to counsel all the other spirits to kind of live their life and do all this stuff. But she ends up realizing that that he's actually a very bad person. He's actually one who started a fire, and that's the reason why he's dead, and this other student. But that other student was the one who then went into the body of the main girl and basically removed her spirit from her body, and now she's controlling it.
Yeah, but you can see the face, and she changed her name to the girl's name because she got in the body, so she has to change her name.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, because at the end, we see that she's going to buy a plane ticket, or a train ticket, and leave that town because she realizes that it's just getting too close for them to figure out what's going on. And she ends up saying, like, "Oh, my name is so-and-so." And then she remembers, oh, no, she's in this body. So she's like, "Oh, no, my name is this." And so it leaves us with what's going to happen after that, right? We didn't get I hope there's a season 2, right?
Yes.
Yeah, we hope there's a season 2 because it was really intriguing. We want to see if hopefully there gets to a point that she can get back to her body. But I think what sucked was that her friend As they're trying to figure out what's going on and how she got died and trying to follow the clues, they team up with the popular girl. They team up with the ex-boyfriend. And they just do all this stuff. They end up realizing, you know, like, the person that kept sneaking in and stealing stuff and doing all this stuff was her body, but it wasn't her and her spirit. And so at the end, her friend who could see her stopped believing.
And so I remember one of the names, the girl that got in the body was June. She tried to change her name to the girl, but June felt sad because the friend said sorry for something, but I forgot.
Well, it was more that the teacher, the one who's trying to help all the spirits pass to the happy place, we end up finding out that he's the one who started the fire, and he's a little bit more suspicious. We end up finding out that she was angry at him because she knew he was the one who started the fire, and so she didn't want to listen to him and didn't want to go this, so she didn't want to pass through the light or anything like that, and that's how she was able to take the other body, right? So we're left with a lot of questions, as in, like, will the friend ever believe her again? Like, will he go into the school and let her discuss, like, what it is? What will this other teacher who is dead, who is basically bad, do? How will the other spirits, you know, come together to fight this other spirit? I don't know how that's going to work. But I hope Netflix is working on something like that, because honestly, it was really good. It was a great thriller. Like I said, they had very few, like, I think it had more jump scares than anything very horror, right? Anything very, like, monster-ish.
Kind of.
Right? So I think it just leaves you more kind of, like, in suspense, and you're trying to figure things out, so you get all those feelings. But I think it was really good. I really recommend it for anybody who likes, who doesn't like a lot of horror, but likes a little bit of suspense and thriller. This one's a really good one. What do you think?
It's pretty good. Just the most things that it is, you have a lot of questions to answer the movie, because there's so many things happening that you want to guess it.
Yeah, that's true. We were guessing a lot. And at the end, you know, we were still left with unanswered questions, and hopefully we get them. If not, we'll sit with our speculations.
Mm-hmm. But we're still figuring it out, because at the end of the episode 8, it was the most honest thing that I saw, that she went, she heard voices, said help. And then they said, be careful, don't trust him. And then she looked at the teacher, and then poof, it was done.
Exactly. Left us was
with the teacher.
With just staring at the teacher that was helping all the spirits. So, like, honestly, I would say you guys should watch this. We enjoyed it. I honestly approve it. It is, if I know correctly, like PG-13. So if you're kind of into the ratings, just kind of keep it in there. Or TV-14 is what they have now. But like I said, I looked at, you know, everything seemed pretty appropriate. There wasn't anything inappropriate. It was just more trying to figure out there is a lot of language in it. So just kind of keep that in mind. But if you know any high schoolers are full of language. So it really captivates very well, just their emotions and everything that came in through their deaths and all that stuff.
Also, that we figured out about something was that the people that were trapped were searching for something. They searched about the fire, about who was in the fire and what happened. That was also one thing. And one thing else is the friend came and saw that there was a bucket full of some stuff that they had before they died.
That's correct. All the stuff that they had at their death was somehow gone missing, and they realized that the teacher, the one who, the counselor, we're going to call him, because we have the teacher who killed, or who we thought had killed her, and then we have this counselor who was a teacher who started a fire and ended up dying. So we have this counselor of the spirits who ended up taking all their stuff, which caused a lot of things. So honestly, it was really good, and it left us wanting more.
Yes, we hope there's a second season because this was the most popular thing that we always want to watch. We hope it's another one because if you watch this with your child, they're going to definitely ask a lot of questions. So maybe you should think that. And we hope that there's a second season because we want to figure out what killed her and what happened with the teacher. And the mystery is one thing that my mind is telling me is I don't know if they are going to, if the June is going to go to another place and if they allow it because she is on the body. But I don't believe that she can go to another place.
You know, that would be a really good thing to see, that if maybe she's on a train and she gets to a specific area and all of a sudden she zooms back, right?
Yep.
Yeah, that would be pretty interesting to see. So honestly, this was a really great opportunity I wanted to kind of have to start the new year to bring. If I watch anything with, honestly, Chloe, I'll have her on here on the show. But I do have a whole list of other shows that I'm going to go in. I know there's new movies coming out this year that are going to be phenomenal for the horror genre. So hope to stay tuned for that. And we will see you guys all next week.
See you later.
If you are prone to scare easily, avoiding all the scary horror movies, you'll never watch but are intrigued to. Geo and Alex watch and review.